We've come to this club together. Our first time out in such a place. I'm nervous, keen to impress you with my willingness to follow your instructions. You give me a card with 100% satisfied written at the top and five spaces marked underneath. You tell me that I have 1 hour to fill all five spaces with men's signatures, or you will leave me here. I pout a little. This is not what I had in mind for the evening. But perhaps when I've completed this task, you will be convinced I'm worth some real attention. The first two signatures are easily acquired. A little flirting, followed by a blowjob and a quick fuck, and they sign my card, each laughing at the idea as they do. I look around for you, but you're nowhere to be seen. I'm approached by two men together, who tell me they want to see the card. I give it to them, and one says, 100%? That's unlikely. I smile nervously and ask what it would take. He laughs and says, anal, at least. I nod hesitantly, and they lead me into a corner. The one who hasn't spoken lays down, and I straddle him, sliding his cock into my cunt. The other pushes me forward and forces himself into my ass. The two set a rhythm between them, my body a tool for their mutual masturbation. They come within moments of each other, disentangle themselves, and seem almost to have forgotten I am there. I hold out my card for them to sign, and, laughing, they do. I glance at the clock and see that 45 minutes have already passed. I still have one signature to go. I see a man sitting on his own at the bar. Worried about running out of time, I give him the card and ask him bluntly what I could do to make him sign. He raises an eyebrow, clearly appraising my body. Get your tits out. I pull my top and bra down, exposing my rapidly hardening nipples to his gaze and the air. Show me your ass. I turn and wiggle my pencil skirt up, bending slightly forwards to make sure he can see. All right, he says. Face me, kneel down and open your mouth. As I do, he pulls his cock from his trousers and aims it at my open mouth. My face burns as I realise his intention. I stare up at him, willing him to change his mind. Swallow, he says. His piss is acrid on my tongue. Too much for me to follow his instruction without closing my mouth. He continues to piss, covering my tits and soaking my top underneath them. I hurriedly reopen my mouth and swallow another mouthful. After an eternity, he stops, leaving me kneeling on the floor, piss pooling around me. He turns and picks up my card, scribbles on it and hands it to me. Knowing my time's almost up, I grab it and search the club for you, increasingly afraid that I've been too long. Finally, I see you on a raised platform, being ridden by a beautiful girl. You look so perfect together. I don't know what to do. If I wait, I will run out of time. If I interrupt you, you will definitely be displeased. I decide to wait. Watching the two of you together, I feel so ashamed at my disgusting state, clothes messed up and covered in a stranger's piss. You look up and, seeing me, gesture for me to approach. I walk over nervously. I am late. You carefully lift the girl from your cock, sit up and position her on your knee. You snap your fingers for my card and I hand it over. Holding it up, you show it to the girl. She giggles. What is this? You say, pointing to the last space on the card. I look at it for the first time since the man whose piss I drank, which is now making my clothes cling to my body, wrote on it. He did not write his signature. Instead, he has written, "Could be better, 65%. I stare at you in mute horror. "Fucking pathetic," you say. Standing up, you lift the girl, cradling her in your arms, and walk away. Tears streaming down my face, I watch you leave, holding her gently.